folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thanks for having me back, Susan. I appreciate that.
Well, this may be your last time if you're not good.
Uh-oh. All right, I'll try to be good. And I love that Southern Belle accent of yours, though.
Thank you.
You say you're from Fort Worth, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We'd love to hear from you. Questions or comments about our guests, for our guests, for us, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. pettalk@live.com.
Now, we have some awesome guests on the show today.
We always have awesome guests.
Well, that's true.
Well, then
because I'm always a guest here, so it's been.
Oh, boy.
But,
and we mute him somehow.
Well, we, no one wants to see their dog in pain. So if you have a dog with hip dysplasia, arthritis, other joint issues, like I've got a little shih tzu with the luxating patellus, then you're going to want to hear what both of our guests have to say. Our favorite nutritionist, Giulio Ferrari, is back today.
Your favorite nutritionist.
No, he's ours. Our favorite.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's back today. He's back today to talk about joint supplements and which one is best on the market. But first, we're going to talk to Deborah Pittman. She invented the revolutionary hip hug, and it's for those dogs that are suffering from joint pain. And folks, if you've got a large breed of dog, there's a good chance that dog is going to develop hip and joint issues. So listen closely. Hey, Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Deborah. Hey, can you start briefly tell everybody here what is the hip hug and what inspired the idea for that?
Well, the hip hug is a rice-filled flannel heating pad, and you put it in the microwave. It heats up, and I made it because we had a lovely golden retriever for 14 years. We were blessed to have her, and she had double hip arthritis, and I could not find what I wanted to help her pain. They had electric floor pads, just didn't get where the pain was. So I made this pad with the help of my vet, and it just works wonders because the rice, when heated, makes a moist heat, which then drapes over the dog's lower back and hips, and it helps ease the pain.
Wow. So tell us, what are the most common causes of joint pain in dogs?
Well, you mentioned both of them. The biggest culprits are arthritis and dysplasia, and statistics show that 1 in 5 dogs will develop arthritis in their life, and dysplasia, being a genetic disease, is going to hit probably 50% of the larger breed. So they're both very, very common.
So how many dogs would you say suffer from these joint pain issues?
Well, like I said, 1 in 5 will get it. That's 8 million dogs in the U.S. alone. And
wow.
Then if you take all of your larger breed dogs, up to 50% of them will develop dysplasia. And even small and medium breeds are not immune to this disease. Cats as well can suffer from dysplasia. So it's pretty prevalent.
And that's not counting the dogs that will have pain because of trauma and because of obesity.
Absolutely.
And then, Deborah, hey, Giulio.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some background. I don't know if you're out building a shed or what you're doing, but I'm hearing some background. But Deborah, what are the signs that your dog might have a joint pain or problems?
Well, with Gracie, she was stiff. She'd have trouble getting up. She would, look at stairs like, help me, reluctance to play, limping, and they even get depression. So, it runs quite a gamut of things, but I think mostly it's the stiffness. You'll notice them when they're trying to get up, they have trouble with that.
And I think this would be an awesome idea after they have the hip surgery for hip dysplasia, that triple osteotomy thing.
Absolutely. I talked to someone about that, and they said, once everything's healed up, then you can start putting the moist heat on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually seen, when I went to Japan, I actually saw
them doing a similar thing with rice for humans, and I was thoroughly intrigued. And this is something that has been done for thousands of years, and I got to thank you for bringing it to the animal industry, because it's one of those 1,000-year-old cures that is just so wise, and it's something that we really it's just amazing that it hadn't been brought in before.
Well, that's funny, because when I first noticed her pain, I put my rice pack on her, and she just went crazy. She just stretched out her legs and sighed, and I thought, well, ding, why don't we do this for, you know, animals? And then the bone shape that I have for the rice pack is perfect for going over the lower back and you know, going down both hip joints. So, you know, I figure if we have heat, you know, therapy, we should bring it to our, you know, our canine friends.
Now, does this thing fit on like a vest, or is it just like a towel? Or
no, it's a bone-shaped pad. I have three different sizes, and it's got the rice segments, and it just lays over the lower back and drapes down the hip joints. I found that strapping things around the belly to hold it on, most dogs don't like that. So this is just something that you can maneuver and manipulate, you know, to your different places on the dog, like, where you need it the most.
Like a thunder shirt, really?
It just kind of lays over like a saddle almost.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. So how does it hang down? Like, will it reach their knees?
It does not reach the knees. It's designed specifically for lower back and down over both hip joints. But the smaller sizes, I have had clients that will get the smaller ones to wrap around knees and paws and other areas that have the pain.
Yeah, like the elbows when they have elbow dysplasias.
Absolutely.
Now, have you, of course, you know, bigger dogs are going to be more prone to these problems, but mm-hmm. Do you have smaller sizes as well?
Yes, I have a 9-inch, a 13-inch, a 19-inch, you know, pretty much to cover any size. And on the website, it shows how to measure your dog to make sure you get the correct size for them.
Now, is it brown rice or white rice?
This is white rice. White rice.
So you can eat. So if the dog gets a hold of it, they can eat the rice. All right.
Well, on my sewn-in instructions to never leave your dog unattended, because some will eat just about anything.
Yeah.
And what temperature does this reach?
I'm not sure what temperature it reaches. I have the instructions on there how to heat each size. And the way it comes out of your microwave, it should be warm to your touch but not overly hot, and pretty much common sense. You pull it out of your microwave and you should be able to hold it comfortably, and then you test it every time you use it to make sure that it's not overheated. And also, since microwaves heat differently, you have to make sure that you're touching it first before you put it on your dog.
Right. Do they come in different colors?
Absolutely. I've got right on my website, I've got
that.
Four different. I'm sorry?
I knew that would happen. Different colors, different designs. I can just see them. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, thank you.
So I guess I don't get how does the rice stay moist?
What happens is when you heat rice, it just because of its substance, it creates a moist heat just automatically. And it'll stay warm for about 20 minutes in the heating pad, and then you can reheat it as many times as you need to. And I chose rice because it is so safe. There are some fillings that people use, flaxseed, wheat, that have natural oils. And if someone were to leave it in the microwave too long, it could ignite. Gel packs, I don't trust, because if they were ever to you know, get too hot and explode. But the rice is completely innocuous, and it's very safe. I researched it completely before I decided to use that.
Well, I think we are fixing to head to break here. We'll go to break real quick, and we'll be right back, because I do have a few questions for you, Deborah, so stay on with us. We're headed to break right now.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And right now we're talking to Deborah Pittman, inventor of the hip hug, which helps to provide relief from joint pain. And we have a couple more questions for you, Deborah. What can pet owners do to help ease joint pain besides medications?
Okay. The Orthopedic Foundation for Animals recommends some things, mostly maintaining a healthy weight to reduce the stress on the joints. Monitor exercise like an underwater treadmill, resistance pools, and then providing warmth for the joints, because just like humans, you know, damp weather, they're going to have more joint pain. Also, if you have hardwood floors, carpet runners are great to stop them from slipping, and then a comfy bed is also great for them.
I was going to bring that up. I had Bernese Mountain Dogs and tile floors, but you still can't let them run around on just slippery floors.
Right.
So we use the runners and the carpet throws and everything else, especially around corners.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a real good. Why would you recommend this hip hug, Deborah?
Well, I think that it is such a great way and a natural way to maintain joint pain. It's just easy to use. It brings immediate relief, and you can use it as many times as you want during the day, and you're seeing immediate relief. And to see Gracie have, you know, those times where she could just relax and feel good was just, it was the best feeling in the world. And it's something that we can do in our homes, super simple and safe. And I just wanted something safe for Gracie and wanted to pass it along.
And Deborah, can I just ask you, were you on any kind of medications or supplements? No, not you, your dog.
Not me. Yeah, we did Remedil and glucosamine. And, you know, those have their places. I think they're great. But this is just something to supplement that you can use any time just to get that immediate relief as well.
Awesome. So where can we purchase the hip hug?
Well, I have a website. It's hiphug.net that I offer from there. I'm wholesaling to a couple places here in Atlanta. But as far as that goes, the website's the way to go because I sew these myself. So I'm a very little entity right now.
Wow, we didn't know you made them yourself.
I hand make these. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so can you tell us kind of approximate retail price on these?
Absolutely. Yeah, the smalls are 13, the mediums are 19, and the large are 25. And I think I'm very reasonably priced, and
absolutely.
I hope everybody likes them.
Awesome. This is great. Well, hopefully we can get you some more sales there. I think I'm going to order one for my Lexi girl. She's a big Great Pyrenees mix. So,
oh, my word. That's a kind of a large dog, is it not?
Do you make extra large?
I could. I can actually extend that pattern for you if you need it. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well,
cool.
I bred Bernese Mountain Dogs for 17 years, and we went through the hip dysplasias and the hip elbow dysplasias and the OFA and all that other stuff. And,
right.
You know, we went through it. Wish we would have had this back then.
It's heartbreaking. It really is.
Yeah. But later we're going to be talking about supplements that will aid in this, and I think with the combination of the best supplement and your hip hug, I think we can make a world of difference in these dogs with problems like that.
I think that would be great.
All right. Well, we've got a few minutes left. And Deborah, you are more than welcome to stay on and listen to us, but we're going to talk with Julio now.
Okay.
So thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the hip hug.
Thank you for having me. And I just want to say, you know, offer my congratulations on H4. I was looking into that, and I think it sounds like a wonderful nonprofit.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're actually taking a dog to Puerto Rico tomorrow for a veteran out there.
I was looking at your website, and I was getting teared up. It just sounds like such a great thing.
You can actually get on YouTube, and we have a video about the three feral dogs that we saved, one which is going to Puerto Rico tomorrow. Susan, do you know that YouTube title?
It's In Pursuit of Freedom, Liberty, and Hope. That's the name of the video.
Well, was dog great. Going to Puerto Rico taken?
The dog that's going to Puerto Rico, his name is Freedom, and he was one of the feral labs that we worked with.
And what I didn't get my ticket yet. I mean, you know, I thought I was going to this.
We meant to tell you. It got so late. We meant to tell you, Julio, you're not going this time.
We told you we needed you to go to speak Spanish for us, but apparently there's plenty of people who speak English there.
And
so.
I bought one of those little translator books, so shouldn't be a problem.
Don't cry, Julio. So thank you so much, Deborah, and we do appreciate your support. I know that your product is going to be wonderful for many people out there. So we'll hopefully let everyone we know about it, and we should be getting close to break here. So we won't start with Julio until we come back from break.
I think Julio just got ran over by a car. Julio, get out of the street. You're killing us here.
Watch.
So, Susan, real quick, we got about a minute. Tell people what we're doing tomorrow.
We are headed to Puerto Rico to deliver a dog, an emotional support dog to a military veteran that has PTSD, and he's been waiting for his dog for quite some time, actually, and we connected with him beginning of the year, and we have chosen a dog. One of the feral dogs that we worked with has done amazing progress and become a fabulous dog, and he is going to be the dog that we take down there to meet his veteran. His veteran is so excited. And so we hope to have, we like I said, we created the film. It's on YouTube, and we hope to add part two to it as soon as we get back. So check it out. And we are going to head to break now, and we'll be right back shortly.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS, on the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Next up, we have clinical veterinary nutritionist Giulio Ferrari. And we just discovered he was not run over by a car. He is actually doing well, and he's on the phone with us. And he's here to talk about joint supplements. And with so many products on the market, Giulio, we need to find out which one is the best.
Absolutely, Susan. And I'll tell you one thing. I dedicated a good year of research to hip and joint supplements, arthritis supplements, and now I'm going into the second year in just studying a new but milliner painkiller, natural painkiller for dogs. But I was fostering two Bouviers, which are really big dogs. A few years ago, and one of them was 130 pounds, which was 30 pounds at least too heavy for him. And the vets said, you know what, let's put him down. He was defecating and urinating on himself. He couldn't get up. He was really miserable. So what I did was I said, let me give this another try. We developed I was actually part of a whole study with a company called Palm Medics, and we had looked at most of the stuff in the market, and it's all chondroitin glucosamine, but how much is your dog really absorbing of that? So we saw that. First of all, most of the chewies that are available out there are 500 to 1,000 milligrams. Well, there's a study from 1994, I believe, from UCLA that shows absorption rates at 10 to 15% on chewies. So if your dog, if you're giving your dog supposedly, 1,000 milligrams, if he's only absorbing 15% of that, he's only getting 150 milligrams, and the rest is really expensive poop. So what we did was we developed a technique where we could liquefy this so the dogs would have a higher absorption. So with an absorption of 70 to 90% on the liquid, the dogs were really absorbing it a lot better. Well, this specific supplement, this hip and joint supplement, it's just called Hip and Joint by Paw Medics, and that's Paw, P-A-W-M-E-D-X. It doesn't only have chondroitin glucosamine. Another thing that we were seeing was, what does chondroitin glucosamine do? It lubes the joints. So it helps when the dog is in pain because of the joint pain, but it doesn't help the dog to get any stronger. A lot of times these dogs have been down for so long that their muscles have lost tone. So we added boron, manganese, magnesium, several things to really fortify the muscles as well. Well, that Bouvier that was going to be put down that week, I started giving him this supplement. Within 1 week, this Bouvier was up and walking, and within 30 days of taking this supplement, he was jumping into my Hummer. And I mean, Hummers are pretty tall. This dog was jumping into a Hummer. And of course, he lost weight. Then it helped him even lose weight. Right. And he was pain-free. And now he's still running around in the hills of North Carolina, I believe. And he's fine. And he's now 13 or 14 years old. And I still talk to the new family. And they say that as long as he's on this, he's doing great. And that's the big secret of it. Liquids are a lot more absorbable. You also want to add probiotics to the diet, because the probiotics will help them absorb the nutrients better. And royal jelly, or there's a company called Luna Banana that makes a royal jelly royal jelly is the superfood of the queen bee. And it really helps with inflammation. It's a great anti-inflammatory. And there's propolis also, which is also part of the beehive. Now, this is not a mix with honey. This is actual concentrates of this stuff. And the only company that I know that actually makes really good stuff is this Luna Banana. You'll find that the inflammation swells down. The dogs walk with a lot more ease. So it's a mix of things. But the first thing you got to do is, if your dog is overweight, let's have him lose some weight, or else you're just feeding him supplements, but he's the big problem there is the weight.
Hey, Julia, how do you feel about Remedil?
Well, it's one of the, you know, if that's the only thing your vet will give you, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with a vet. They went to vet school, and that's what they are taught in vet school. But I'll tell you that at least 8 out of 10 times, I've been able to have animals have better results on our natural supplements than on Remedil and on Consequin and all of those together. Right. So
I had a dog that we had to put on Remedil. I mean, the vet put him on Remedil, and within about 3 days, she quit eating. She wouldn't get up. She couldn't get up. And obviously, my first thought was it's the Remedil. So it took about 2 weeks to get her system cleared of that Remedil to where she just got up and started walking again.
Yeah, it can affect the liver. It really can be toxic to them. So that's why I'm saying most of these dogs can be completely, they can have real pain relief just with these natural supplements. And this new supplement that we're working on, this is the first natural pain pill. And this has been working for humans for at least 1,000 years in Southeast Asia. We discovered this plant called kratom. And unfortunately, kratom has gotten a little bit of a bad rep on TV. Some kids saying that they were abusing it. But from our studies, from our scientific empirical studies, all that we see, it's all negative propaganda from the pharmaceutical industry that doesn't want you to know that you can actually be pain-free with something absolutely natural. Imagine what that would do to the pharmaceutical industry if tomorrow they came in and said, look, you don't need Vicodin anymore. You don't need Percocet anymore. You can just take this natural plant, which is a cousin of the coffee plant, and you'll feel better.
And, they'd all be out of business is what they'd be, because we've become a world that relies on painkillers. But we're fixing to head to break really quick. And when we get back, I've got a couple more questions for you, Julio. So we will head to break and see you back shortly in a minute.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
And we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark, and we're talking to Julio Ferrari about glucosamine products on the market for hip and joint pain. And so, Julio, right before we left, we were talking about kratom, but I wanted to back up just for a minute, because one of the things that you talked about is this hip and joint Palmetics product. And you mentioned that most products on the market have 500 to 1,000 milligrams of glucosamine, but this particular product has substantially higher amounts of glucosamine and chondroitin. And I was just more curious about that because not only is, you know, the absorption rate is substantially higher because it's a liquid product, it's also a lot more product is in it. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, there's 32, if I'm not mistaken, 100 milligrams of chondroitin and glucosamine of each, 3,200
wow.
glucosamine, 3,200 chondroitin. And it has 500 milligrams of MSM. And the great thing about this is an all-natural product. So there are no synthetic vitamins or synthetic anything. If we need more glucosamine, we'll add more shark fin. If we need more chondroitin, we'll add more green lip muscles. I mean, it's all natural. So it's a lot more bioavailable. Bioavailability is a huge issue. You need to make sure that the dog is absorbing it. Because if there's no absorption, it doesn't matter if there's 10,000. And that's the problem. Vitamin packs, these Vita packs that they call them, usually come from China. They add them to the supplements just to satisfy AFCO standards, but they're ground rock. And they're non-absorbable, non-chelated minerals in general, and with an absorption rate inferior to capsules, to pills. So the only way to do it is liquid or a powder that can be transformed into liquid. And
okay, so why is liquid so much better absorbed? I don't understand that.
Great question. Well, we learn in third grade that our digestion starts in the mouth because we've got our saliva helps break down food. And,
third grade?
That was
the hardest 2 years of my life.
Here's the problem with dogs. Dogs don't have enzymes, digestive enzymes in their saliva. So absorption for dogs happens 90% in the gut. So you give that dog a chewy that most of the time he's not even going to chew. It's just going to go right in. He'll give a little couple of nabs at it, and it is. So it starts getting broken down, gets partially broken down in the stomach, but goes straight to the gut. In the gut, it still gets broken down a little bit more, but it's not completely absorbed. Liquids, however, they go straight where they have to. They're entirely absorbed. The system will use it. It'll get sucked into the in from the gut by the probiotics, and it'll get into the bloodstream. So it is, even for humans. I mean, humans should be taking the multivitamins I take. I take a multivitamin called Vibe every day. I took it to my wife's OBGYN when she was pregnant with my last child. And showed the OB what she was going to take as her prenatal, asking him, hey, is this good? Is this better than what you can give her? He said it was 8 times stronger than what he could prescribe her. So it was a much better. And he himself said, look, liquid. There's no there's the absorption of liquid over a capsule or pill or is just ridiculous. So yeah, take this. And we can start, when we take our vitamins ourselves, we can switch them in our mouth and get a lot more absorbent just from that. Our skin is the biggest organ in our body is our skin. Our skin can absorb product. So the best thing to do is do liquid anytime you can on anything you do, especially for your dogs that cannot absorb it like we do. Especially for your dogs, liquid will get better absorbed. It'll get it'll really be absorbed by the gut where it's supposed to.
Hey, Julia,
because their intestinal tract is so much shorter than ours?
Absolutely. I mean, a dog will have anywhere from, depending on the size of the dog, of course, from 2 to 9 feet, while we have 26 feet of intestinal tract. So they have less time to absorb it as well. And that is a big culprit also. If you give a dog a Centrum, you're going to see the Centrum come out, 90% of it come out the other end. That's why giving these cats hard vitamins to the dog just won't have as good as an absorption as something that's liquefied.
What about powdered?
Powder, if the powder can be made liquid, yeah, it can be better absorbed. And then we just go down again to the look at it and see if it's actually, if it's got chelated minerals, if it's synthetic vitamins or if it's natural vitamins. Those are all things to look at. But absolutely, powders can be made. And that's what we're working on right now. Liquids can be a little tough to transport. It can get a little expensive on shipping. So we're working now on powdering this liquid and to where the customer can just sprinkle it on the food or in the water and rehydrate it and bam.
Now, real quick, what's the, they put the glucosamine in the dog foods in some of them. Is that really enough to do anything to anybody?
It's not. It's definitely not enough. Not only is it not enough, it's not, glucosamine cooks out. So at a certain temperature, the glucosamine will cook out and you're not going to have that 1,000 milligrams anymore. You'll have 100. So yeah, it's good to have it, especially as a preventative, but no, it's absolutely not enough. And that's the same case for probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is great because I've been giving one of my dogs a glucosamine supplement, and I looked on the bottle because I'd gotten some of this information from you yesterday. I looked on the bottle and it's only 250 milligrams and it's a pill. So basically she's getting maybe 25 milligrams.
Yeah, you can get more glucosamine from eating a chicken than, nice. than from that.
Now, does that chicken have to be cooked?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, good.
Not for the dog. I know you're trying to be funny, but actually, that's a very good point. For the dog, if you give it to him raw, he's going to have a better absorption of it than
right.
cooked.
And if it was cooked, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to be ordering some hip and joint from Palmetics.
Yeah.
So we are, once again, headed to break. Thank you so much, Julio, for being on with us. As always, you are one of our favorites. So we're next segment, we are going to talk about dogs in the news. And so I know, Julio, you've got to run. Thank you again for coming on. We're going to head
to
break.
Thank you, Julio.
And we'll be right back.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And now we have dogs in the news.
When news breaks, we fix it.
Okay, well, I'm going to start today.
All
so,
right, what you got?
Oh, here's what I got. So each year, the editors of Dog Fancy magazine search the country for the most dog-friendly cities in search of the one that they're going to name Dogtown USA. So the winner for the most friendly city, drumroll please, Steamboat Springs, Colorado. So in Steamboat Springs, there's 12,000 people and 3,000 dogs. Dogs can get their own Rocky Mountain High in Steamboat Springs. They can go to town with abundant outdoor activities, dog-friendly businesses, that's what I wish we had here, and residents who support dogs in need. Steamboat Springs is 7,000 feet above sea level, so they're up in the nice, cool weather, whereas in Texas, it's hot. In Steamboat, dogs can splash around the Yampa River Core Trail. They can ride on rafts and kayaks. Ooh, Maverick would love that. Join in neighborhood parties and walk their owners on miles of scenic trails, of course, up in the Rockies. There's a park also that they can do off-leash trails and playtimes. Now, in town, this is really cool, dogs can dine with their owners at pooch-friendly cafes, and they have 9 dog-friendly hotels. They have, let's see, a special suite sleeper dog bed. That sounds cool. They can take their dog to the car wash and then, I mean, take their dog to the car wash, wash the car, and then wash their dog at the car wash. Interesting. So the post office even has leash racks by the bike racks for the customers' dogs. And there's local businesses that the dogs just come to work every day with their owners. And there's one retail store where there's a 3-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog. You would like that, Mark.
Absolutely.
A 3-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog that greets everybody at the door. So they have all kinds of splash days and river festivals with kayakers, and dogs get to compete in river navigation and retrieving. Sounds really cool. They also have a dog dash where the dogs race through town with a sled behind them, and the kids are riding in the sled, and they do that every year. That sounds fun. They have, looks like 81% of residents' dogs are spayed and neutered, and more than 90% are licensed. Local veterinary hospitals donate thousands of dollars in services to programs that are all volunteer nonprofit groups to help these dogs. So they are all about dogs in Steamboat Springs. That's really great. I wish we could do more of that here.
Yeah, we need to find out how they did that.
I know. Maybe we should take a trip up there.
Okay.
So what do you got, Mark?
Well, you know how you got these dogs that are trying to get to smell out cancers and diabetes, service dogs doing different things. But, you know, the researchers are trying to develop a tool to predict or to find ovarian cancer. And what they're doing is trying to get into hoping that dogs' sense of smell can find this versus all the other medical things that's out there. And I can see where it can work. You send a dog. I mean, they got drug sniffing dogs. What difference does it make? So they can if there's some kind of marker or scent or something to these cancers anywhere, I think a dog could find it. And they're still doing research on that, so I thought that was pretty good. And they're being funded. They got $80,000 to do this through the Madison, New Jersey Kaleidoscope of Hope Foundation. I'm sure that's kaleidoscopeofhope.org, that people can go look at that and find out more information on that.
And yeah, it says that if the animals can isolate the chemical, then they hopefully are going to be able to create an electronic sensor that will identify that same scent, and therefore the machines can do it after that and not rely on the dogs. But I that's phenomenal. I think that's great.
And what's this dog, this good dog news you have there?
Oh, well, this is funny. This is really funny. So, you know, humans have bred dogs for everything. You know, color, size, temperament, all that stuff. The only thing that they've overlooked basically is how to breed them to be good pets and companions. And so this man has created, it's called Good Dog, and it's spelled G-U-D-D-A-W-G. But it's
sort of
pronounced
like
Good
I
Dog.
Good,
yeah.
Dog.
Good,
good
Dog.
Good Dog. Good Dog.
So Good Dog wants you and your dog to join their team. The basic concept is to use the internet to crowdsource what makes a good dog and to crowdfund the process. And then they're going to provide an online social networking, pet working forum so that they can match, mate, breed, and evaluate a new subspecies of dogs. So a good dog is the ideal social companion, a modern miracle, a new concept in the canine species, and a legend in the making. So basically, Good Dog is a combination of Facebook and Matchmaker, but it's for dogs. It's really much more than that. It's a global movement, and they're going to use the technology on the internet to improve daily lives of billions of humans and dogs in the years to come. So what they're trying to create is the ideal social companion, and they want everybody to be a part of this. Now, for as little as $10, you can support this endeavor and get a Good Dog page, like your Facebook page. So it's basically a social pet working forum where you and your dog can help match, mate, rate, and breed a better dog. Now, at higher contribution levels, above the $10, you can be part of the crowdsourcing. So basically, it doesn't matter if your dog is spayed or neutered or anything. They want people to be a part of the input, basically. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. It sounds kind of like a really cool idea, and very technical and whoop-de-doo. But I honestly don't hope it goes very far, because have enough dogs without having to breed more. There's a plenty of great companion dogs already out there. And we just don't need to add to that with the millions that are being killed every year.
Right.
So, it's a cute idea, cute concept, but do we really need to breed more dogs?
No.
I didn't think so.
I mean, any breeder out there, any good breeder, is supposed to be breeding to better the breed. Temperament, number one. So if they were doing their job, there wouldn't be so many of these other dogs around. And then the backyard breeders and the people who didn't spay and neuter is just defeating the purpose of the good breeders out there.
Yeah. So, again, my opinion is we don't really need it, but I'm sure.
I say just send your $10 to us. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I say, too. And, if you want to multiply it a few times, that'll work, too. But
yeah, and that you can send that to pettalk@live.com.
Well, so we're pretty much done for this week. We'll be back next week. Now, we've got some really cool guests coming on next week. I talked to this man yesterday. It's Thomas Cole from Shelter Revolution, and I cannot wait to talk to him because he has really some grandiose, phenomenal ideas that hopefully they can come to light for him. I know he's been working at it 8 years, so we can't wait to talk to him.
And but hopefully that we'll be able to help him.
Yeah, well, I think we will. But that's all for this week. And remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. So thanks for joining us, and everybody have a great week.